As schools across Uganda reopened, fears of a new Ebola outbreak have resurfaced, with many institutions still unprepared despite hard learned lessons from previous epidemics. During the 2022 Sudan virus Ebola outbreak in Uganda, schools were forced to close 2 weeks earlier than scheduled due to rapid transmission among learners. According to WHO, children were disproportionately affected, accounting for approximately 25% of all confirmed cases. Now, with the Bundibugyo virus strain crossing the border from the Democratic Republic of Congo, health authorities are urging schools to strictly observe all standard operating procedures, SOPs, to prevent a similar crisis. Yet, a Mega FM spot check reveals that many schools remain inadequately prepared, lacking basic facilities for hand washing, temperature screening, and social distancing. A reporter visited multiple institutions in Nansana municipality where standard operating procedures, SOPs, were largely absent. At St. Joseph Nansana, there were hardly any hand washing facilities in the compound, and parents entered freely without temperature checks. In Maganjo and surrounding areas, schools faced similar hurdles on the first day of reopening, mainly due to inadequate facilities. Primrose Nanyanzi, the district education officer for Wakiso, stressed that all schools, public and private, must meet minimum SOP requirements. For public schools, she noted that government has already released capitation grants and schools should use the funds to improve on basics like repairing hand washing facilities and buying liquid soap. In Kampala, several schools showed stronger adherence to Ministry of Health guidelines. At KCCA Primary School in Kamwocham, hand washing facilities with soap were available throughout the compound. Though temperature guns were not visibly in use.